This is KCUR.
To the second half of Up to Date. I'm Steve Kraske, and as the song indicates, Sunday is National Punctuation Day, period. Yes, comma, I didn't know there was such a thing, and just so you know, comma, in my script I had an apostrophe between the N and the T in the word didn't, so there. The motto of this year's big day, a semicolon is not a surgical procedure. Believe it or not, because I'm a journalist, I do know about semicolons. But here today to talk about National Punctuation Day is Jeff Rubin, who's the founder of this big event. Jeff, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
What's the one punctuation error that drives you nuts every time, Jeff?
It's IT apostrophe S.
Because? I mean, it drives you nuts. Why?
Because it's not possessive.
Mm-hmm.
And most people use it that way.
But why does that drive you nuts?
People should know better. They should have more pride. They should know the difference. If it's not it is, then it's incorrect. My wife and I had breakfast in a restaurant this morning. There were two punctuation and six misspelled words on a sandwich sign.
Did it ruin your appetite?
No, but I took a picture of it. It'll be on my website sometime next week.
Well, what's the point of National Punctuation Day?
Well, the whole point is to get parents, educators, librarians, the people who are interested in teaching and promoting good writing skills to their students and their children to just sit back and, if only for one day, be aware of how important punctuation is, not only in literacy, but also in the business world.
And you're serious about this.
I am more serious than you can possibly imagine. In fact, this year created another T-shirt slogan that says, "Is there a hyphen in anal retentive?" and my friends tell me you must have created that for you.
And did they?
I've created it for myself.
Well, people might say that folks who are very sticklers on punctuation might fall into the anal retentive category. Does that describe who you are?
Well, I'm pretty anal retentive, especially when it comes to what I see in books and magazines and newspapers. I was in the newspaper business back in the 70s and the 80s, and I have my own writing business now. And it's really sad what you see in the newspapers nowadays. Even in books, when I was growing up, there were never misspelled words in books.
And now?
Now, everywhere. I just got a biography of Gil Hodges, the baseball player.
Right.
His name is misspelled on the page one of the first chapter.
Ouch. Why'd you buy the book?
It was a gift.
Ah, we'll take
it. And in fact, I sent it back to the author who spent the whole introduction talking about his wonderful editors. And I sent it back with a note with all the mistakes that I found that were circled. And I said, when it's reprinted, please send me a clean copy.
Hmm. Well, is the problem out in America in terms of America's interest and dedication to good punctuation, is it declining?
Yes, that with writing skills. Every time it seems that there's an advance in technology, first with email, and then, well, actually, even before that, desktop publishing got everybody used to spell check.
Yeah.
And so now people, you know, think, well, I'll just type it out, and if it's wrong, the spell checker's going to catch it. But it doesn't catch everything. And then we had email. And now we have text messaging, which has eliminated vowels completely. So, yeah, people are growing up thinking that this is not important, and it's only until they try to get a job they try to advance in the business world, do they realize that their writing skills are important and that they don't have them?
If you're just joining us this morning, we're visiting with Jeff Rubin, who is founder of something called National Punctuation Day, and it's going to be celebrated on Sunday. How many people around the country do you think will actually sort of sit down and pay some reverence to this day on Sunday?
123.
And where do you get that number?
Those are the number of people who've emailed me this week.
Okay.
No, actually, I get a lot of emails from people. And people send me handwritten notes. Can you believe that? When was the last time you wrote a handwritten note? And so I think there's more interest out there than you might think. But, look, it's not going to be... It's not going to be a major holiday on the calendar.
Anytime soon anyway, though, right?
Probably not in my lifetime.
Well, on your website, which is www.nationalpunctuationday.com, Jeff, you have a game plan for celebrating the day, and you write this, a few words of caution, don't overdo it. But you have some bullet points here. Sleep late, take a long shower or bath, go out for coffee and get a bagel or two, read a newspaper and circle all of the punctuation errors you find or think you find but aren't sure with a red pen, take a leisurely stroll, pay close attention to store signs with incorrectly punctuated words, stop in those stores to correct the owners. If the owners are not there, leave notes, then visit a bookstore and purchase a copy of Strunk and White's The Elements of Style, look up all the words you circled earlier, and then congratulate yourself on becoming a better written communicator.
Yeah.
Go home, sit down, and take a nap, right? It's been a long day.
Yeah, after all that, trust me, you're going to be tired.
Are you going to do that on Sunday?
I do that most days. it's an affliction with me.
Well, where did it come from in your life, do you think?
Where did it come from? My mother got me interested in reading and writing, and I was always good with book reports and theme papers. And when I was in college, I developed an interest in journalism. I had a fabulous professor at Bradley University in Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we were cleaning out the garage a couple of weeks ago, and I found all my theme papers from my college days with red marks all over it and little messages from my professor that would say, would it be too much trouble to give us the facts of the story? And when will you learn to do this the right way? And things like that. And he would just drum this stuff into you. And I got a great education. And so I think that's when it all started. You know, when you're in journalism and you're writing or you're on the air with a public affairs program, people believe what they read, and they believe what they hear. I mean, these are tremendous positions of responsibility. And when I was in journalism school, we were taught to honor that and to realize that responsibility that we had. And I'm not seeing so much of that today.
Well, Jeff, just quickly here, you're offering something new this year on your website. It's called Punctuation Playtime, and I use the apostrophe there. It's an interactive program for kids. Tell us about that.
Well, it's a brand new program. We've been performing it in the Bay Area in California, and it's a 45-minute program. We go into schools, elementary schools. We work with children in grades 1, 2, and 3, so that's 6, 7, 8 years old.
Right.
And we introduce the concept of punctuation to them in a fun way. We clear out the room, no desks, no chairs, and we put them through a whole series of activities. We play, we have a punctuation relay tag where the kids, we have these flashcards and the kids have to identify the right punctuation mark. We've got a treasure hunt. We play a game called Pin the Apostrophe on the Sentence. we have a poem, Winkin', Blinkin', and Nod. It's a children's fantasy poem. And we read it, we explain it, discuss it, and then we punctuate the first verse. And we even have a rap song, the punctuation rap.
Well, Jeff, it's been a pleasure to have you. And again, your website is www.nationalpunctuationday.com. And you can buy T-shirts on that website, including the one you mentioned that says, "Is there a hyphen in anal retentive?"
One of our big sellers.
Okay, Jeff. Yeah. Thanks a lot.
Steve, thank you.
That's Jeff Rubin, founder of National Punctuation Day. Next up, Tim Finn, the pop music critic for the Kansas City Star.